Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Welcome back. We are live, just like yesterday. And for those who survived the weekend, welcome back to Reclaiming the Republic. This is the only show that is asserting the only constitutional solution, which is Republic Review. The show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. Forgive me, I'm a little out of breath. I had to run around and make some last-minute changes, so forgive me. The number to call in, and the lines are open, is 215-867-8255, as well as 215-TOP-TALK. So I have a special interview today. So in segment two and segment three, if you want to dial in, I apologize. We will have an interview, so I won't be able to take your call. But the final segment, if you want to dial in, if you've heard of Patriot Soapbox, you've tuned into them, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your comments and any type of information that you have. And I am passing on when I get a chance to re-interview Mitchell Gerber for the Chinese live organ harvesting. I will pass on your comments to him as well. So if you have any information or any questions or you want some information, let me know and I'll pass that on to him as well. So you are listening to, as I said, the only show that is providing you the actual tangible solution to getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. And so that's why this show is dedicated to getting state legislators into office who are willing to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. A part of this is that we actually have to start supporting and getting in and helping grassroots leaders within the GOP, within the Libertarian Party, and the Constitutional Party, take back their party and get it focused on the Constitution. It is time that we start focusing on the Constitution and putting the Constitution above party instead of putting the party above our Constitution. This is why we have such out-of-control government, is because the party is literally running rickshaw over our country as well as our Constitution. And if you didn't realize it, we really truly do have a uniparty. And what's going on in Wyoming with this governor race literally proves that. They're proud of the fact that they are supporting a Democrat with a Republican label instead of saying, you know what? There's no way we would have let this guy ever wear our label. I have to wonder, why do parties succumb? Oh, well, it's like McCain. Oh, well, he got in, so he's our guy. He's wearing our label, so we get credit for that. No, what you do is you get credit for a jerk that is going to tarnish and ruin your brand and make your brand something than what you really want it to be. If you want to control your brand, you have to control those people that are going into office and making sure that they do not represent you. The Wyoming party, the GOP of Wyoming, the state party, should have stepped up and says, we do not support Mark Gordon and any other person that does not qualify. I mean, Gordon does not have any credentials to be able to put himself into a conservative realm or even close to a Republican himself. I've asked a friend to do some more research on him, because if we can find out his real connections other than, I mean, he's already connected with a group called RMI, which is just like the Sierra Club. And I believe he's even connected to the Sierra Club. His political contributions have gone to people like Kerry and so forth. But, you know, what I want to do is I want to get all the facts so that I can kind of present that, because it is really important that we move forward talking about facts. I do not want to label lynch somebody with the concept of, you know, guilty by rumor. We can't do that. but there is literally nothing that I have seen that has come forth out of any of the documents and articles that I've read that tie Gordon to any good, strong conservative Republican. And that's what Wyoming needs, is a good, strong conservative Republican. That's what America needs. That's what every state needs. But you would think that the one state that has 10 to 1 in ratio of Republicans to Democrats in their state legislature, they are legislature, then you would think that they would really be guarded over making sure that these candidates and these politicians who are representing them are actually, you know, the real purebreds. And the problem is that everybody has taken a blind, complicit faith and trust in just that party label. And people, I guess, realize, I guess the Uniparty knows that, hey, as long as they got our label on it, we're going to win. And actually, when that happens, America loses. There's no doubt in my mind, America and Wyoming is going to lose every time these types of conditions and these types of things move forward. So anyway, I'll just say it again. If you haven't seen my video on Reclaiming the Republic, go to the Take Action page. And I would ask that you just scroll down right underneath my presentation. 1 and 2 slides are in PDFs. You're welcome to download those. But just check out that YouTube presentation. It's a link to it. Click on that. It's 1.5 hours long, so just watch the first 30 minutes. If you watch the first 30 minutes of that video, then you will be a step ahead of understanding what Republic Review is and the academic argument. I've asked lots of people, hey, can you refute this? And not one. I've yet to get even a constitutional professor who's written books on the Constitution give me an actual refutable argument that this is unconstitutional. We cannot do this. I mean, he makes up excuses because he doesn't like it, but... And that's common. I get lots of people that make up excuses and they make assertions, but there is no academic evidence or any type of evidence that they can provide that will really refute the fact that this is what we have to do. And so if you watch that, then the next step is to read my bullets on my homepage for reclaimingtherepublic.org. Right there at the homepage, I have the academic arguments in an outline. And then I talk and give you the descriptions of that argument in an outline, and then I give you the model. So by all means, look at all of those and start digesting and understanding what this audit will do and what it can do. It will get rid of almost every single problem the states and we the people are experiencing from federal tyranny. And so I don't have a lot of time. I've got 3 minutes, so I need to kind of move forward. And so I won't take a lot of time to actually grovel. If you want to help, it's info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I'd like to talk more, and I probably will after the two segments with interviewing Thumper is the character's name, or the individual that is on that show. But just send me an email, and we will start getting you set up. And it looks like there's a good chance that we will be working with the Constitution Club, but they might actually be helping me out by using their structure in supporting the movement of what I was going to do with 1798part2.org. So we'll see as these things kind of pan out. I don't want to necessarily, you know, dump a lot of work on somebody and then expect them to do it. So we've got to find out if that's going to happen. And like I say, one way for you to get involved, if you didn't realize, is just by tuning in and getting others to, you know, tip them off on the content that we're providing here. And in doing so, you are actually helping, because the word is getting out. Because without the word getting out, then this is just a self-aggrandizing message that is going nowhere. And so thank you for tuning in, and thank you for that help and support by just doing so. As I always do, there is really no sign by the federal government that they are going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. Therefore, we've got to do it ourselves. I want to talk about two real humbling moments, and one of those humbling moments I had this week is Sunday I received an email from Bob Schultz. He's the founder of the We the People Foundation, and he sent me their endorsement from the We the People Foundation, and once they are done with this federal harassment suit, they will be working to help us move this forward. And so another humbling moment yesterday was when the Constitution Club's founder, Keith Broders, called in yesterday. They're really ramping up their support for Republic Review. I would love to see this really take off. But the only way this is going to take off, my friends, is we get this anchored into the state politics. And the best state to doing this, literally, is Wyoming. That is why we need to focus on Wyoming and getting the governor, Rex Rammel, in for governor and unseating this Mark Gordon potential as a Democrat with the facade of a Republican label. I will give you the facts later. The article that I'm writing that is providing you the evidence that we have a national secular church that has been set up by the federal government. I want you to read that article. I know it's a long article, but I provide you all the different sites that you can go to prove the veracity of what I'm saying. I quote Obama. I quote Joseph Story. I quote Alexis de Tocqueville. So you have all these different quotes. I even have organizations such as the Circle of Protection. And so, as you can tell, I'm at a hard break, but as soon as that article is up, I want you to check it out. When we come back, we will have Thumper from the We the People Soapbox Patriots 24/7 or something like that. But we'll get into that, and we're going to talk to them about, and Thumper, what they're doing. So we'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned, and I think you'll find this enlightening. Thank you much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And with that dialogue, we've got Thumper, who is, I was jokingly talking to him prior and referring to him as the chief cat herder, but I think he's just a senior moderator on the, and I'm going to get this, I kind of truncate this. It's the Patriot Soapbox, but it's actually a longer name. It's 24-hour live Patriot Soapbox, or what is that, Thumper?
It's actually We the People, Patriot Soapbox, 24/7 live stream on YouTube.
Okay, there it is. And so that's the official title to find it. But actually, if you just type Patriot Soapbox, it'll come right up.
On YouTube, yes.
On YouTube, yeah. And so
specifically, you need to look for the live stream, because there's many of our programs are archived on there. And so you want to look for the live stream, because that's what's happening right now, live 24/7.
Right. And so this is a relatively new type of live streaming channel. How long has this been together? How long have you guys been working this?
It went live January 26th of 2018.
So it's basically 7 months old.
About 7 months old, correct, yes.
Right, right. And so the makeup of the channel is just a lot of moderators?
Volunteers. There are moderators that are on voice and video. It's their choice if they want to be use, you know, a picture of themselves or a representation icon or something like that.
Okay.
I go live. I put my face out there on when I'm on there. And then we have just a whole bunch of different people who are what we call researchers. They are people that are not so much interested in getting on and being the face, the voice, but they are very interested in digging for the truth and going out and scouring the web for information that is hidden in plain sight. Articles. It could be government documents that are available through just going to the appropriate government department and seeing what they have archived that you can just access as a, you know, a service that they provide to the public.
Right. So some of the contributors, if I understand, they have interesting backgrounds. If I don't know if you can go into the details of their backgrounds or what.
Oh, well, it's a group of people who started to follow the QAnon. They call it the QAnon phenomenon, which began on October 28th of 2017, when the Q post started appearing on a board called 4chanel, which is a message board, research board, whatever, that was privately owned, started by I'm not sure who actually started it, but it was to promote free speech, and it's kind of a free-for-all there. And these Q posts started showing up October 28th, and they were quite interesting. They're very provocative in some ways, because the first one said Hillary Clinton will be arrested, and it gave a date and a time, and it gave indications that everything had been done, because at the time she was on a book tour over in Europe, and so it referenced that there was extradition papers in the works, and there was things put in place to make sure that there weren't any cross-border runs or anything like that. It intrigued a lot of people, and then over the course of the next few days there were I think 30 some odd, there was just a bunch of these posts, and they were just talking about all this stuff that everybody who has ever followed any conspiracy theory or anything tagged as a conspiracy theory is going, oh my God, it's happening. It's really happening.
So did Q come back and clarify why Hillary was not arrested?
That's the funny thing. When she came back from Europe, she was wearing an orthopedic boot on her foot. And the excuse that they gave for that was that she was running across the carpet in high heel shoes, and that she tripped and she fell and she broke her toe. And everybody was going, wait a minute, you don't wear an orthopedic boot for a broken toe. There's not much you can do for a broken toe. And there was a bunch of scoffing at that. And then, the Hillary group decided, well, maybe we should tell them that she twisted her ankle. So the story came out that she had just twisted her ankle instead of broken her toe. Interestingly enough, and especially since, what happened just this past weekend, John McCain, that same weekend, started wearing his orthopedic boot and blaming it on the treatment that he was getting for his brain cancer saying that it was messing with his Achilles tendon. and so he started wearing an orthopedic boot at the same time.
Huh.
So, it was very intriguing for both of them. The interesting thing with John McCain was, you know, his boot would move from foot to foot.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so everybody basically, said they're wearing ankle bracelets. They're wearing tracking bracelets, you know, on their ankles, and they're using the boot to cover it up.
Interesting. Well, so I guess that's Cooper.
No, actually, that's Charlie.
Charlie, okay. So you have other contributors that have some background that can do analysis of some of the information the Q provides?
Yeah, we have all kinds of different people who were drawn to this. They're all volunteers. They all found this organically. And, you know, some people have talents to kind of see the picture behind the picture, if you want to call it that. These Q posts are fairly cryptic in what they're doing and what they say. And you've got to kind of dig around and compare it with other information that is out there on the internet. You also, some of it was basically forecasting what was going to happen in the future. And one of the things that Q would put in there is future proves past, meaning wait, maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, and something in one of these posts is going to pop up and prove to be true.
Huh.
And again, it's cryptic, but you know, if you follow the clues that has been dropped, they're all turning out. It's if you recall, just recently we had the event over in Seattle where the so-called baggage handler stole the Horizon aircraft, Q-400 aircraft.
Okay.
And I forget which post it was. We're up to the current Q post. There's actually just some new ones this evening that just came in here a few minutes ago. And so the current Q post number that we're dealing with. Oh, I got to turn. Okay, excuse me. Messing with my other computer here. But we're at 1,936 Q posts since October 28th.
Okay, so sometimes he's dropping a few a day then.
Yeah, sometimes, he'll drop, 15, we've had, I think the most Q posts in a day we've had is 28. Today we've just had three of them come in. And they're, today's posts are dealing with Senator McCain and his passing. And one of the key statements made in this particular Q post is he did not depart on his own terms. And that's in direct reference to John McCain.
Huh.
Because he is, we have determined that he's been extremely treasonous in his activities over the years. And we're not talking just, his prisoner of war days where people were saying that, he was
Songbird, yep.
The folks over in Vietnam and right. Stuff. But no, he's been implicated in many, many of the Middle Eastern deals and selling out technology and selling out our country. He was basically given an option. He could come clean or he was going to face a military tribunal, and the crimes that he has committed would definitely lead to a death sentence if he was convicted. And they had everything on him. So, but he could also choose to take his take himself out of the problem as well if he didn't want to face that. So, a lot of this stuff it'll all come out in wash. Eventually, this will be history is being corrected. A lot of our history that we believe to be true is going to be proven to be a product of a controlled media and a very corrupt government and a very corrupt world economic structure.
Well, so Thumper, we're going to have to go to a break. So if I can get you to hold on, we'll do one more segment so we can talk more about some of the current things that you guys are tracking and give people some reasons to check out this Patriot Soapbox phenomena. So, folks, we've got a hard break right here. And so I will be back with Thumper from Patriot Soapbox when we come back from our sponsorship. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so we have Thumper still with us from Patriot Soapbox. And I'm just really truncating the name of the channel. But because I hate typing.
I appreciate that.
But you were talking about some of the different types of cue drops and so forth. But I know you guys chase a lot of live and breaking stories. And so for some examples, what is some of the stuff that you guys have been breaking lately? And one of the things I've been covering is the Chinese organ harvesting, and I know I've talked to you, and you said, yeah, we've covered that a few times. Did you guys cover the Bilderberg meeting?
We have to, when we do that, we have to rely on other people feeding us information. Okay. You know, normal news sources. You know, there are numerous different news providers out there, and one of our problems is a lot of that, you know, if it's video or audio or something like that, it's copyrighted information. So we look for articles that we can read, share online. There are times, though, then when we have when they were having the bombings in Austin, if you recall that.
Yep.
When those first started, we were one of the first folks on the Internet to be covering it live. We found live feeds from local TV stations that were doing live feeds, and we were passing that along. any information that we could update, we were getting it. Plus, being an organization that's full of volunteers all over the world, there's a lot of times when we have one of our either researchers or our voice mods or somebody is right there in the local area, and they can tap in very, very quickly to not only local radio, but also local television. And a lot of times we get reports from people that are, you know, maybe within miles of an event that's happening.
And so if I understand this, some of the stuff that you guys cover, it's not necessarily that you're reading or covering. It's actually you guys are finding the other details that the mainstream media is not reporting. Is that not correct?
That is absolutely correct. We look for things, but we also, when we're looking at stuff, when we're reading a story, after you've been doing this for a while, you get to understand how by use of words and leaving things out or putting things in and different things, how the media has been twisting the story, how they've been presenting it in a particular way. It may even, you know, you may even see someone who is supposedly conservative by nature, how they're actually using words and phrases that are psychologically directing people in a very specific direction. It's called, you know, the CIA is the organization that developed it all back in the 50s. And they had a name for it, and it was called the Mockingbird Program. And that's why you get the term Mockingbird Media, because this was all designed by the CIA to take over our media sources, and so that they could very handily control the news and the opinions that most people get from their local TV or national TV news programming.
So with the different analysis and I will say research that some of your contributors are pulling up, they're able to either find some either backstory, some truth, or what have you. Do you have a recent example of anything that was being played out one way in the mainstream media and it was really fake news and anything like that?
Well, and here's a story that I read this morning on our program. It's historic black business owners, black business ownership under Trump jumps 400% in 1 year. And had you heard anything about that on the news?
No. So okay. What you're saying is this is some of the news that's not getting reported.
This is independent news sources who are coming up with this news, but you will not find this anywhere on the mainstream media.
Right, right.
And so this is a story that we would jump on and bring it to the attention of everybody. One of the big headlines in this week, a recent poll found that black business ownership under President Trump jumped 400% in 1 year. That's the big headline here. And it goes on to say what was going on here.
So let me ask you this, Thumper. With the flow, ebb and flow of content, my intent is, because I'd like to actually share some of this non-reported news and the, if I call it the alternate or the truth to the news that we're reading or hearing, is Patriot Soapbox, is the organization ready to start putting out, you know, little headliners for radio shows like mine so that we can actually start broadcasting either once or twice a week these headliners?
That would be something that we, you know, probably would be very interested in doing. Being a contributor out there to a program such as yours or other terrestrial radio stations or online radio stations as
well. Right.
And what's quite interesting is the number of people that we have that are going out and finding stories and posting it in our basically we have a program where people can find these stories, they copy and paste them into the program, and then we, the moderators that go on air, we basically, depending on, you know, the particular show that I do is with another fellow. We're both you know, in our 60s, baby boomers, and we both very much appreciate the Second Amendment. And so we call our show Straight Shooting, and I'm Thumper and he's Dead Cat. And, you know, if we can find a good story on you know, Second Amendment or firearms issues and things like that, that are very much under attack these days. For instance, what I read today on our morning show, it's from 6 to 9 on our channel every morning, that's Pacific Coast time. And the headline is, "The Law is Dead in Washington State. I-1639 is inarguably illegal." And this is in reference to an initiative that's being pushed in the state of Washington here, and that's where I live. And Dead Cat is, you know, just right on the border in the state just south of us here. But I-1639 is a forced gun storage bill, and they went out and they got all kinds of signatures on a petition in order to get this initiative added to the upcoming ballot in November. And it was originally taken to court, and it was proven to that lower court that that initiative was illegally obtained. They did not follow all the rules of the road when it comes to getting signatures and the presentation of the petition and everything else. There was an injunction, and they were not going to be able to add it to the ballot. And then this story goes out. And then, you know, the Seattle Supreme Court, they called it, instead of the Washington Supreme Court, basically, you know, went out on a limb and just, you know, overrode, you know, the law and said, no, this ballot, we deem it to be appropriate, and we will allow it to be on the ballot this year. And so the whole gist of this this article is that they're saying, well, you know, if they're not going to follow the law, then why does anybody else have to follow the law? And so we read that on the channel this morning. We like to find articles like that. And then, you know, and we'll comment along the way. We'll be reading the article, and we'll stop in the middle of the article and just do, you know, ad lib commentary on it, call it out for what it is, and put our spin on it.
Right, right.
It's actually kind of fun.
Okay, so what I'm hoping, and I've been kind of preparing the audience, that when you guys are ready to start producing these timely little snidbits, and I've got about 50 seconds here, I'm hoping that we'll be able to either bring you or somebody else back on to kind of reintroduce this. But hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to start getting you the 3-minute or 5-minute little headlines from the Patriot Soapbox channel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'd be great.
All right.
Because you know, we could basically do something like I did with this article. You go through the article and you throw your commentary on it, and that's right. What you get with us.
You have about 40,000 subscribers, right? 44.
Actually, we're closing in on 48,000 now.
Okay,
we're very, very close to 48,000 subscribers now.
Okay,
well, which is phenomenal, because the actual live stream part of our channel started the 26th of January.
Right. Well, so, I hate
26th of January. We've gone a long ways.
Well, I'm at a hard break, and thank you so much for coming on, Thumper. And like I said, when we're ready to start producing these sound bites, then we'll bring you or somebody, some other moderator back on. So, folks, we'll be right back, and I will have more information for you as soon as we get back after this break. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so I actually have a commitment that starting Thursday this week, the We the People 24/7 Patriot Soapbox live stream will give us, and I'm just going to call them Patriot Soapbox. Forgive me, everybody, because I'm truncating the name. But it's for simplicity purposes, time purposes, anyway. So they're going to start giving me a 3-minute reel of highlights. And the intent is to provide you with some information that's hitting the news that is not actually hitting the news because it's always being buried and or filtered. And that way you can be a little bit more informed. And if you want to be the one that, you know, wants to show off at the water cooler of all the new stuff that you're in tune with, then people go, well, how do you find out about this stuff? Well, there you go. Because these guys are not following the mainstream. They are literally trying to find out what the real story is or what are stories that are being suppressed, because those typically are really the real story. I wanted to actually highlight something I mentioned in my advertisements, because I think this needs to be the change in our paradigm. We need to change our paradigm on loyalty. It's about time we start having standards to our loyalty, because as soon as I heard that, my stating that in that commercial, I really thought about this, you know, this broad spectrum of loyalties that everybody has. And one of those broad spectrums of loyalty is to the party. And as always, before we went into this interview with Thumper, I was pointing out that the party is banking on this carte blanche blind loyalty that you're going to vote for the party, period. And I am tired of that. As a matter of fact, I had a very successful meeting. Everybody agreed on core principles. Unfortunately, the chair of the GOP in Spokane County stepped down and so forth. But everybody else agreed, and I believe the new chair actually agreed with this too, that we need to start putting the Constitution ahead of party, and that we need to start backing those. Even if your candidate that's in your party is not a true constitutional supporter, they're not going to defend, they're not going to live up to their oath, then you don't support them. And we need to go out of our way in not supporting candidates that will support the Constitution. And that's why I'm gunning for Mark Gordon. I am gunning for anybody that is out there that is wearing a label of a conservative but is not a conservative, and more importantly, representing somebody that actually takes the rule of law, and a part of that law is that they have to take an oath and they swear that they will support, defend, and obey the Constitution. Now, when you take that kind of an oath, I think you better stand up and or cowboy up in Wyoming State and deliver on that oath and that affirmation that you are taking, that you will do that. And there's no doubt in my mind, I believe that the swearing-in ceremony of almost every politician is the dreaded obligatory, you know, 2 minutes or whatever it is. It's just too long for them because they don't feel like they have to do it and they don't like doing it because it's just a formality. I mean, they're already going to be, you know, the next demigod of the local community or what have you. So anyway, we need to start putting standards to our loyalty. We need to actually start ensuring that our loyalty is measuring to those things that we need it and want it to measure, period. And as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing more important than measuring up to the standards of the Constitution. That is it. And that's what we have to start doing. And so I would ask you to start putting pressure on those, on every single candidate. Will you support the Constitution? Because bottom line, when they don't, you are the one that takes it. You're the one that has to pay for this unconstitutional government. We are the ones that end up having to endure the brunt of the impact of the stupidity and the tyranny that they want to throw at us. And so I've got another story because I wanted to close on this. There's a lot of news. None of it has to do with the federal government disbanding its tyrannical roles and responsibilities, but there's been a lot of news that I've just been unable to go through or delve into. And that is just because you only have so much time in a day. I wanted to get back to the Mark Levin comments that I was making yesterday when he was interviewing Shelby Steele on the weekend, on Sunday. And I remember we were talking yesterday about this label lynching and the labeling of white supremacist and racist to destroy good constitutional conservatives. I know the day is going to come. The day will come when somebody will try to label this host, me, G.R. Mobley, as a white supremacist and a racist. And I'm prepared for that. I'm also prepared for them to try to come out and try to, you know, either call me out or basically identify who I am, my background, or that type of stuff. That's going to happen. And I know that when I am finally no longer the gnat buzzing around in a distance and really getting to them and annoying them, then that's when people get engaged. So I know when I'm having an impact, somebody is going to out me. And I'm not going to be surprised if I get outed by a conservative, because the conservatives do not like the fact that I'm going after what they would consider a party person. You know what? I've got standards to my loyalty, and I beg that you do the same. But anyway, as I mentioned yesterday, that this whole label lynching happened to a very good constitutional organization called the Northwest Grassroots. They're right now fighting for the representation. And as a matter of fact, they're being besmirched by the sheriff of the county and by other leaders. As a matter of fact, there was an article by the local newspaper that had all of these label lynchers who were all supposedly good Republicans out that were literally label lynching them. And it just infuriated me, but it didn't end there. The Spokane sheriff, who again is a supposedly a Republican, started using a broad brush by labeling far-right extremists such as the Bundys. And even though he didn't mention Lavoie Finicum, he was surely referring to him as a far-right crazy in this diatribe on a TV show. And I'm telling you, when you start flapping your gums and the words that you have to say, as far as I'm concerned, when I'm standing behind this microphone and I'm talking, I have to be very careful of what I say, because I definitely don't want it to be misrepresented, and I definitely do not want to be the one that is, you know, has any machinations of manipulations and lying. That's why yesterday I said we are a nation of laws and we believe in the rule of law. We do not believe in the rule of rumor, and the sheriff has been spreading rumor. I'm going to be putting links to the Spokane talks on my podcast page. So it'll be down on my podcast page as well as my important infos links. But I want to get into this little diatribe that he had with a local senator who was unseated after he was basically put in for replacing somebody that stepped down. So he's a politician who really couldn't keep his seat after being granted it. I mean, you know, the fact that he was an incumbent and lost kind of speaks to the fact that there must have been some other problems or what have you. But being what it is, I'm going to get this transcript of how he literally went after the Hammonds and the Bundys. He said he tipped his hat off to the Hammonds, but the fact that he was calling the people that came up to their camp, such as the Bundys and Lavoie Finicum, and getting involved, they called them white supremacists. And this is all in dialogue with white supremacists and the KKK. And as a matter of fact, the reason this is important is how this happened. John Smith, who's the failed senator, he says the idea is that they needed to get control and then pick a fight. And picking the fight was the facilitation and the word that they wanted to use as the catalyst for their moment when it falls apart. And you hear this today, when it all falls apart, or when the crap hits the fan, or when things go down, that's when the white supremacist mentality, that's what they are talking about, is that moment when they're finally going to take over the government. And this is when the sheriff steps in and says, okay, folks, now you think that's far-fetched? It couldn't happen? Really? Let's take a look at 2015 and 2016. In late 2015, an organization by the name of the Coalition of Western States was formed after the Bundy standoff. It was formed of the representatives of Mache, starts his posting about the Hammonds and the Harney County in Oregon, how this rancher and family are being horribly bullied and horribly mistreated and imprisoned by the federal government. You know, horrible circumstances behind it. Now, I'll give the Hammonds a tip of my hat, and the fact that they said, hey, we don't want anybody's help. We don't, and we made a plea that we're going to go to prison, but it didn't end there. The Bundys decided to go up, and this is where he refers to the Bundys and others as far right crazies. And so I'm going to give you this whole thing so you can go watch this and watch how this goes down. And this is the danger of broad brush labeling and trying to create a stigma and or trying to affix some type of stereotype. You know, I don't personally know the Bundys, and I'm hoping to have Cliven on here, but I do know this, that they're good people that were literally living based on a standard paradigm of being able to graze their herd of cows on a said part of land in Nevada. Whether it was federal or not, it doesn't matter. The fact is, I've proven to you that the federal government cannot own any land in any state except for those things that are enumerated within the Constitution. And so we will get this stuff up and we will actually prove to you how this label lynching is a real serious danger. And Mark Levin was talking about that on Sunday. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic. I need your help, and I will be back tomorrow. God bless. Thank you much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.